WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies and 61 degrees here this morning. We look for partly cloudy and cooler conditions today and a high near 76. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. News is brought to you here this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In local news, a Des Moines man was arrested in Audubon County on multiple drug charges after a traffic stop in Exira on Wednesday night. At 8 p.m., Audubon County Sheriff's deputies arrested 33-year-old Justin Taylor Cannon of Des Moines for possession of methamphetamine and possession of marijuana. K-9 Axel alerted and found the narcotics in the vehicle during the traffic stop. Cannon was taken to the Audubon County Jail and appeared before the magistrate and was released. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
At Stifel, we are committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. We are a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the more aggressive. We strive to give each client careful individual attention. Call me, Jeff Morenz, at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In other news, the Page County Sheriff's Office reports one person was arrested on drug charges early Wednesday morning. At around 3:20 a.m., deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Office were patrolling Nottoway Valley Park, in a county-owned park that was located approximately a mile northeast of Clarinda. The park adheres to state regulations on times that is open for visitors. 3:20 in the morning is a time the park is closed for visitors. Deputies located a Dodge Durango with no plates parked in an area that was not designated for camping. In the vehicle was a male, later identified as 32-year-old Joshua Dean Cooney of Bedford. Cooney appeared to be asleep. Drug paraphernalia was observed in the view by deputies who woke Cooney up. He was subsequently arrested on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine. Cooney was transported to the Page County Jail. He was unable to post $2,000 bond and was held while awaiting appearance in front of a magistrate. Iowa authorities have charged an Urbandale couple with kidnapping and neglect in the case of a disabled woman in their care who suffered severe chemical burns. 51-year-old Katrina Joy Eubanks and 55-year-old Gary Eubanks are being held in a Florida jail awaiting extradition to Iowa. Police say Katrina Eubanks, a hired caregiver, bathed the 19-year-old woman in bleach and Epsom salt on May 28th in her home. Police say the Eubanks did not seek treatment for her burns for days and that police only learned of it after Gary Eubanks told someone about plans to take the woman to Florida to be treated by a family member who is a nurse. The Eubanks took Bent to a hospital near Tampa on June 1st, where staff called police. An August trial is scheduled for a Sioux City man accused of biting his baby daughter on the face. Court records say 23-year-old Edward Valdez has pled not guilty to child endangerment resulting in injury. His trial is set to begin August 22nd. A court document says the child was bitten on March 24th when Valdez was alone with her. He told an officer that the girl had been sick and wouldn't stop crying. Valdez said he became frustrated and bit her right cheek. The document says the bite left a white mark that lasted several days. A Des Moines suburb is considering a ban on people jumping from a railroad bridge into a creek. The Des Moines Register reports that Clive officials will decide Thursday whether to make it illegal to jump into Walnut Creek from an old railroad bridge along the Clive Greenbelt Trail. Clive Police Chief Michael Venema says there's a lot of danger involved in the jumping because the water level rises and falls. He says that if the proposed ordinance prevents someone from becoming seriously injured on a rock or killed, it would be worthwhile. Most of the jumping is into a natural pool on the north side of the bridge. A family foundation is giving $3 million to help build a student service center on the Fort Dodge campus of Iowa Central Community College. The Messenger reports that the Greehy Family Foundation's gift will cover a third of the center's $9 million cost. Bill Greehy, who is chief executive officer of Valero Energy Corporation for more than 25 years, told the newspaper that it's nice to be able to do something in Fort Dodge where I grew up. He graduated from Fort Dodge Senior High in 1954. The Greehy Foundation donated $1 million in 2015 for scholarships as well to Iowa Central. A Hamburg man was arrested Wednesday after an investigation into a social media post about a minivan cutting cookies around the Main Street flagpole in Hamburg, and the same vehicle driving extremely fast and attempting to power slide past the library. For the Fremont County Sheriff's Office's 20-year-old Alexander Matthew Kronk was arrested for reckless driving. He was later released before appearing before a magistrate. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of an Omaha man on a child endangerment charge on Wednesday. At 3:37 p.m., officers arrested 41-year-old Alejandro Garcia Pimentel of Omaha in the parking lot of the BP gas station at 1715 North Broadway Street in Red Oak. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $2,000 bond. No further details were provided at this time. The 2017 Cass County Relay for Life is ready for a night of remembrance and celebration tonight at the Atlantic High School. Relay coordinator Carol Schuler says the night will begin for area cancer survivors at 4:30 with check-in for the survivor meal as part of that event. And this year's event will have some exciting new additions as well. And that one of those changes will be a special pennant ceremony that will take place at the beginning of the event. It's 6 o'clock on the high school track, and that will be right before the survivors' ceremony then there as well.
Something new this year, we're having a pennant ceremony instead of luminaries. You purchase a pennant in memory of a loved one or in honor of somebody who survived cancer. And so that pennant ceremony and survivor ceremony will be at 6 o'clock. You'll want to be there at 6.
The pennant ceremony replaces the traditional luminary ceremony in order to allow more people to hear those names of loved ones being remembered and honored. For pennants that are purchased the rest of the night, another reading will take place before the band takes the stage for evening entertainment.
Something new also is Jet Black. It is a local band, and that band will set up and play music to walk by, dance by, if that's what you want to do, or just enjoy the evening.
And they will begin performing at about 7:30. Villa Dance will also be providing entertainment on the stage at 6:45. The Survivor Lap will follow that opening pennant ceremony to celebrate another year for all survivors involved. There'll be other activities for the kids, food available for purchase, and an education area as well. Tractor Ride gets underway this morning as well in support of Relay for Life. They're meeting at 8 o'clock for registration at the Cass County Fairgrounds, with the ride leaving at 9 o'clock this morning. You can check out more about the Cass County Relay for Life on Facebook, Relay for Life Cass County, Iowa, or on the web at relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA. That's a look at some of the latest in news. We'll check funeral announcements next. Newstime 7:14.
At Stifel, we are committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. We are a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the more aggressive. We strive to give each client careful individual attention. Call me, Jeff Morenz, at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In your funeral announcements, Dorothy Florence Brandis, age 83, of Oakland, died Tuesday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home in Oakland. Funeral services for Dorothy Brandis will be held on here today at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church in Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Laura M. Olson, age 62, of Marnie, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Laura M. Olson will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. And Lily Aldine Mobley, age 100, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Van Meter. Funeral services for Lily Mobley will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.